Tanya for Chof Hei Shvat, for the 25th of Shvat, is at the beginning of Perek Chof Hei, the beginning of chapter 25, on page 329. Having explained how every sin is a violation of idolatry, and every mitzvah is a fulfillment of emunah in God's oneness, of Anechi Hashem Alekecha, the Alter Rebbe now concludes the explanation in how Kori Velecha Hadover Ma'id, that it is very close to the Jew to serve God by doing all mitzvahs with the heart, even though he doesn't have the wisdom and the knowledge to create a love for God by contemplating God's greatness. He doesn't need to do that because the love for God already exists in his heart by virtue of the inheritance that every Jew has from the patriarchs, and he needs only remind himself of that love, and then it'll affect not only a Mesiras Nefesh when it comes to Avedah Zarah in the literal sense, but he will have the same kind of Mesiras Nefesh concerning every mitzvah. Zehu Shekosuv, now we'll understand what it says, Kikore Velecha Hadover Me'ed, that it is very close, Shebechol Eisu Bechol Sho, because at any time and every moment, it is within a man's ability, and he has the permission to remove this insanity and this forgetfulness from within him. The insanity of forgetting that his true nature is that he loves God and that he wants to be connected to God's oneness, and the insanity also of thinking that the sin doesn't affect him and won't change his relationship with God, so he can always remove that foolishness, that insanity, and he can remind himself and awaken the love that he has for God and the oneness of God, because it is certainly there without any doubt. And this is the meaning of in your heart, where it says it is close to you in your mouth and in your heart to do. So the levavcha means the love of God that is in the heart of every Jew, and it contains also fear. Dainu, what is the fear? The fear expresses itself in the refusal to separate and to sever oneself from God's oneness, even at the cost of his life. Belishum tam v'seichel musag, ella b'teva eliki, without any natural cause, without any natural reason, rather it comes from a divine nature, a godly nature. The kolshkin b'shviras hataivis, so certainly in refusing a temptation, hakala miyasure misa, which is much less of a sacrifice than suffering the pain of death. Shekari ve'elav hadover yetzer lich b'shayetzer. So it is closer and easier for him to overcome his yetzahara, hein bebechin asur meza, both in denying the evil and refusing to sin, afilu me'aveda kalosh l'divrei seferim, sheleilave al retzene yizbarech, even if it's a minor prohibition of the sages, but it is what God does not want, and therefore he will refuse it, me'acha shenifrat bo mi'yichudei v'achdusei, because in committing this sin, it will sever him from God, from God's oneness, just as much as Avedah Zarah. And if a person will say that the reason he permits himself to do the sin is because he knows that the separation from God is only temporary, and in the end he will do tshuva, yet, when it comes to Avedah Zarah, the same thing is true. A person can do tshuva for Avedah Zarah also. And in spite of that fact, there is something in the Jew that does not permit him to bow to an idol, even if he knows that he can do tshuva. But even that temporary severance, the momentary severance from God, denying one's Jewishness, even for the moment, is something that a Jew cannot tolerate. And so if this is true with Avodah Zarah, that even if you can do tshuva, the soul doesn't let you commit the sin, it is true also of all other sins, even though the severance from God, the separation from God is temporary, but even a temporary separation is intolerable to the neshama, because of the love that every soul has, and the fear that every soul has of that separation that doesn't permit it, as the expression is, Aid nishter vil and nishter ken zain obgerissen von Gettelstein. In the Hayem Yeim for the 25th of Shvat, Chof Hei Shvat, the Rebbe writes that learn in Bechol Yeim a Parsha Chumash mit Pirish Rashi, to learn every day one Parsha of Chumash with the Rashi, Zuntik B'Sheni, Montik B'Shlishi, etc. Amiras Tehillim Bechol Yeim, and also saying Tehillim every day, Gemer Zayin Dem Tehillim Shabbos Mevarchim, and reading the entire Tehillim on Shabbos Mevarchim, does Dafman Uphitten. Thus is Negeya Im. One has to be very careful to observe these customs, because it's important, it's vital to him, Zayne Kinder, it's vital to his children, Unkins Kinder, and to his children's children.